That is why they are maintaining life so.
I said, what holy places are there? He said, Madhvacharya lived here, Shankaracharya lived here, Shankaracharya.
Aprakrita. Aprakrita Vrindavan. Even they don't try to know what is Vrindavan. They don't read Srimad Bhagavatam, Goswami Grantha, the books of our Goswami. Raghunath Das Goswami has told that even I be in Vishai, in Vrindavan, I want to take the remnants of Vishais, always quarreling, always talking something else. But yet I want to be in Vrindavan, Radha Kunda. I don't want to go in any place where Kirtan is doing, everything is going on. Because he knows he has realization of Vrindavan and Radha Kunda.
I was thinking, if I go there, I will not get the association of Narayan Maharaj. What good is that? To sit by a waterfall and be very peaceful.
Take nice rest.
Rupa Goswami are best thing to have Krishna Prema or Gaur Prema. But I think the books of Raghunath Das Goswami can make inter us two Rupa Goswami books. Without Raghunath Das Goswami, we cannot directly fly to Rupa Goswami. I think if you will have to understand Raghunath Das Goswami, we should go to Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Without reading his books, we cannot be qualified to know all the facts and to realize what Raghunath Das Goswami has taught. And again, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, he is more and more nearer to us. He has told the ways how to understand Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. And then, in order, we can go to Rupa Goswami and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Otherwise, we will be Sahajiya and others to know directly Rupa Goswami. What Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was doing in that cave in Gambhira, we cannot know if we cannot read or know the modes of Rupa Goswami. Nothing more has been written, the modes of Sarup Damodar, Raya Ramananda, and about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. they have written their experiences. Only something is written in Chaitanya Charitamrita about Raya Ramananda and Mahaprabhu. Something. But why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to become like so, feeling so separation and weeping, and what were his ideas? We cannot think. Hare Krishna.
It seems that Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami put everything in Chaitanya Charitamrita.
I have tried to explain, but we cannot understand it, that on the platform on which he is standing and thinking, our platform is so
low. স্বরূপ দামোদর সম্বন্ধে মহাপ্রভু সঙ্গে আলাপের কোন কিছু লিখেন না কেন? চৈতন্য চৈতন্যতে
বুঝবে না, লিখেন এই যতটুকু তার ঐশ্বর্য ভাব ওইটা লিখেছে।
There's also the Bhaktivinoda Thakur was writing almost for a different time also than now. In Bhaktivinoda Thakur's time, the people seem to have been so much more pious. And so Bhaktivinoda Thakur could write more directly about Ragmarg and also receiving Siddhadeha from Guru. But it seems more the writings of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and Amar Prabhupada and the whole Gaudiya Math, they seem to just stress the preaching and duty and Vaidhi.
Part preaching only Vaidhi Bhakti can be given. And for doing oneself, he can practice Araganuga. To practice. Because this is not a fact of mass.
Huh.
On a flat army we should not do all these things. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sarva Damodar, Raya Ramananda, they'll only do it. পেশাব করা হতো কোথায় যাওয়া হবে, ওখানে তো যাওয়াই যাবে না।
So many sampradayas. If we say, I don't know anything, just practice Vaidhi Bhakti, they will not be satisfied. So it's not just for personal benefit, but to be able to preach, you must get more and more knowledge.
Society. I take class on Srimad Bhagavatam. And then all other, there are so many sannyasis, sannyasis also. But they prefer my lectures more than me. Get interest and new things. So they like to hear me. They only tell about Vaidhi Bhakti.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wherever I speak, even on Vaidhi Bhakti, but conclusion will be my day. Indra Gandhi, of Gopi, of Braj Bhakti. So all prefer to hear. But my lecture for those who have some advance. Can you tell me?
No. You just told you, you are thinking of, you are reading bhajan.
No, I wanted to come in, but I thought you were speaking in Hindi. He said you were speaking about Harinam.
He came and asked something. When I began to tell anything, he told that this should also...
Yeah. Because you mentioned this morning.
Yeah.
Ajahnil thing.
He told me, I was seeing something of Ajahnil, because I have tested this so many years before. I have not seen in about 10 years this prasanga. Only Brihad Bhagavatamrita or 10th canto or anything. But at once you told me there, and he also asked.
It's a very practical thing. And even you were saying that when you read, you become in samadhi, but chanting is more difficult to control the mind. So what to speak of us when we
So
I asked the question that you are chanting for so many years and it should improve and increase.
Yeah.
One of the reasons why we are not so much able to concentrate because we are absorbed in so many other services. Like we are accomplishing many things in other fields, but the chanting is not improving.
Yeah. Right.
So is it, sometimes we think that all services are same. So is it the same or is there a difference? Like you're doing, building a temple for Krishna, going like making life members or distributing books. So Maharaj explained there are three kinds of bhakti. One is Swarup Siddha. And that is the real devotional service, you know, that comes through the chanting and hearing.
Anya vilasita shunya,
no other desires. And there is arop siddha, means it looks, we call it bhakti, but it's like we are putting, we are imposing the nomenclature bhakti on that activity. And the other is sangha siddha. Sangha means association, that comes from association. So sometimes these other things like sweeping the floors for Krishna or sweeping the toilets for Krishna and his devotees and you know, cooking and all these other things, they are very nice. The ultimate object is that because I'm doing for Vaishnavas, by their mercy I'll develop love for chanting of the holy name. Similarly, Sangha Siddha is also, you may be attracted to the other good virtues in a man. Truthful, honest. Somebody is an honest man, he thinks that, oh, this honesty is, you know, part of my bhakti, or truthfulness is part of my bhakti, or straightforwardness is part of my bhakti. So, along with bhakti, there are these other virtues. But actually, that's not part of bhakti. It is part of bhakti, but it's not part of the actual spiritual advancement. And through all of it, one must come to the Swarup Siddha platform. And that, that is the real devotional service. Others are not accepted as pure devotional service.
I think I would ask a question that the other duties that we're doing, they're all connected to prachar, preaching in our spiritual master's mission. So I think that we tend to minimize the chanting because we start to think it must not be that important, because the preaching has to be done and it's so demanding, so you can't just stop preaching and only chant. But somehow some offensive attitude comes towards the japa that it's not that important. More important is to go and preach or to do something else.
ऐसी भावना हो जाती है कि प्रचार ही सर्वश्रेष्ठ है, तो जब भी करना चाहिए, लेकिन मैं तो उस स्थिति को पहुंचा नहीं हूं, मेरे जब से क्या फायदा था, हरि नाम केवल का ही था.
So and then we even think that even my spiritual master, he also, because he's giving me so much work to do, he also must think the japa is not that important. We have to chant 16 rounds, but why is he giving us so much else to do?
Guruji ne bhi kaha hai jab prachar karo ye karo, to Guruji bhi samajhte hain ki main bhi japa ka adhikari nahi hu, isliye jab itna mahatvapurna nahi hai pehle main prachar ka karya hi karta rahu. Is tarah se jab ke prati thodi अश्रद्धा तो नहीं, अपराध भी नहीं, लेकिन थोड़ा ये हो जाता है कि इतना जरूरी नहीं, इतना महत्वपूर्ण नहीं है, और दूसरी सेवा में फिर मंगल रहता है.
But actually we know in our heart that it is important. Yeah. We're not satisfied.
लेकिन हमारे हृदय में हम जानते हैं कि इसके बिना आगे बढ़ेंगे नहीं, इसलिए हमारे संतुष्ट होते नहीं थे.
At that time we should see रूप गोस्वामी षड़ गोस्वामी. Your Gurudev used to sing daily with very affection and love. Sankhya purvaka nam gaan natiki kala avasani. Unkarta eyes cut up. With so love and affection he used to do. Sing this kirtan. संख्यापूर्वक नाम गान्नति भी कालावसानी कृति निद्राहार विहार कादि विजितौ चातंत दीनौ च जौ राधा कृष्ण गुणस्मृते मधुरिमान देन सम्मोहितौ वंदे रूप सनातन रघुजुगौ श्री जीवौ. ऑलवेज संख्यापूर्वक नाम गान्नति. Always dandvat pranati. Tu dham, tu vaishnavas, tu lalita visakha, Srimati Radhika, Krishna. Always. And sankhya purvak naam gaan nativi, kala avasani, nidra har vihara kad vijitau. Nidra. Har viha, ahar viha, vijitau. If anyone comes to Rupa Sanatana and they were chanting and writing anything, did they say that, oh, yes, you should come and you will take Mahaprasadam with me? Who was cooker there? What was there to cook? Nothing was to cook. No milk, no rice. He will tell that you should live today with me. But no room. He was himself living in shade of tree. Nothing to give quilt and any shawl or anything. So he will not tell all these things. And he will tell that you should go. Because he has no time. Why? Because he is engaged himself in the seva of lotus feet of Srimati Radhika. He is not knowing that anyone is in Maya.
because they are Uttam Mahabhagavat. So what they sing? No Baddhaji. But to think like this, that he is Maya Baddha, I should do something, is Madhyam Adhikar. Ya karo tisa madhyama. Prema Maitri Kripa Apeksha Ya karo tisa madhyama. He is bound to think like this. And if any Uttam Mahabhagavat, like Narad, is there, sometimes, as Daksha Putra came to them, he can at that time, by mercy, as Madhyam Adhikari, he can do. So we should think our Gurudev, that he is Uttam Mahabhagavat. But ye, to engage all who have come to me, gradually, they have divided all these things. Sarva Damodar Maharaj was telling that he is going to manage a meeting of scientists in Paris. And it will be like a seminar that points will be dealt that whether any should do suicide or not, and it is a right or not. Or doctor should give medicine so that he at once may die if they want, whether it is right or not. If his efforts are done for all managing all these things, and for life and life, he will do like this, what will be the result of this? Scientists are not Vaishnava, and by their association, what will come in fruit and what will be of him? So, these are Arop Siddha Bhakti. If Guruji sees that he has some tendency for this and he can work and he can give these scientists a faith in name or bhakti, that is good. His efforts will be fruitful and they will be somehow benefited. So, your Prabhupada was so powerful and so buddhiman,
intelligent,
that he tried to give some job to the person who has like these qualities. So he divided all this. He cannot tell you that you should do this. I know.
We're too stubborn.
So those who have some qualities of this world, their qualities should be engaged in.
He wouldn't tell you to do this, Sanjana, because he knows that you are attraction for the holy name.
He will let you. Because you have no taste. So those who have taste and qualities like this, they should take Harinama also and do this also, because by this doing, they will be benefited. So, the Guru has so many things to do. He will give mercy to a very child in this way, and who is Kanishta Adhikari, who is Madhyam Adhikari, who is Madhyam Adhikari, he is Madhyam Uttam, and if there is Uttam, he will have to protect all. So he will give, and he will engage like their quality, so that they may be go up and up and up. This is karma paddhati. But in lost, we'll have to come in Swarup Siddha Bhakti. Ajamil has so many things, but he has done one name, Vishwanath Chakravarti tell me. In the beginning, when Ajamil ill some child and eight son, he kept name Narayana. At the time of keeping this name, Namabhaske, and in that name, Bhutpap, Bhavishyat Pap, and Vartaman Pap all went away, washed away. Understanding?
This is childhood time.
Huh?
Childhood time.
जिस समय बच्चा उसको पैदा हुआ उस समय में जो पहला जो नाम करण किया
when the son was born to him Narayan, at that time he gave the name child, at that time all his future past and present sins were all destroyed.
But yet जैसे रस्सी जल जाने के बाद भी उसका एक्शन दिखाई पड़ता है किंतु छू देने से बस झरझर हो जाएगा जब तक ना छू तब तक रस्सी ही मालूम होगी उसी तरह से दूसरे लोगों को या उसको भी प्रतीति हो रही थी जो हमने ये बुरे कर्म किए हैं और ये हमारा बुरा कर्म है वो समझ रहा था उसको मालूम नहीं पड़ता दूसरे कहते थे ये पापी है किंतु भगवान का नाम इतना बड़ा भारी तेज होता है जो श्रद्धा की अपेक्षा नहीं रखता है दीक्षा पुरुष चल जाए और ये सबके कुछ भी नहीं वस्तु का तो एक शक्ति है जैसे हाथ आप बिना जाने हुए आग में रखेंगे तो जलाएगा ही उसी प्रकार से भगवान का नाम में तो कुछ शक्ति है वो तो साथ ही साथ जला करके खा इसलिए पहले नाम में नमाभास हुआ और उसको जला दिया पहले विश्वनाथ चतुर्थी टेलिंग लाइक दिस
रोप इज बर्न बट द शेप स्टिल रिमेन्स एंड यू जस्ट टच इट देन फॉल्स इनटू एशेस सो सिमिलरली The sins were all burnt, but it appeared that he was still sinful. And he himself did not even know that his sins are destroyed. So, the sins are already destroyed, it appears that the sins are not destroyed. Because the Holy Name is so powerful that it does not require even faith in the Holy Name.
Even
the faith is not required.
But after he got Namabhas, by giving his child that name, after that he still committed new sinful activities?
It seems that apichesu duracharo bhajate mama nanyabhak sadhu reo samantabda sammag devas chipram bhavati dharmatma Hawaii chipram bhavati dharmatma Everything has been burned. Only shape is there.
So
the Uttam Bhagavatar Madhyam Adhikari sees that no pap at all. But another person who is not qualified, they will see that he is doing papa and papa and maha papa. But yet no papa at all there. Jaise ek kabhi aaya tha kya chala gaya.
An ordinary person will think he's committing pap, but not really.
Yeah,
that's Uttam
Madhyam. Madhyam knows there is no pap. Ordinary man will think this is
pap.
Ordinary man will think this is pap, but Madhyam Adhikari even knows that this man's pap.
Jaise abhi aaya. 20 daant saap ka ukhaad do. Tod do. Aur wo saap ऐसे काटता है आपको ऐसा करेगा जन्म के अभ्यास से वो करेगा जरूर किंतु उसके हजार करने से भी उसमें कुछ नहीं होगा क्योंकि वो 20 दांत है ही वो एक्शन कर रहा है किंतु उस एक्शन में 20 नहीं है ठीक उसी तरह से वो ऐसे ऐसे कर रहा था तो विषयों को भोगने जा रहा वेश्या के भी पास जा रहा है किंतु उसका सब जला हुआ है किंतु ये चीज देखेगा कौन ऐसा महापुरुष होगा वो
इसलिए स्नेक Once the teeth are broken, they still have the habit of going like this, you know. But the teeth have no effect. It doesn't produce any effect. Similarly, once the sins are burnt, even though he goes to perform sinful activities and goes to prostitute, goes here and there, there is no actually effect, sinful effect, because the sins are already burnt. But such vision cannot be had by ordinary men. Only Mahabharata sees that this kind of
Because
the symptom is this, that Jamduts, they are also called qualified. What is dharma, what is adharma, what is satya, what is not satya, they all used to know.
Yeah.
And they used to bring all the papis and not to
pious
people. But they could not say that by taking this Narayan name, his every evils and everything has been gone. We should not ought to go and should not take his Atma to Jambi. But Vishnu Dutsa, they were qualified, but yet not so qualified. They may be Madhyam Adhikari, but they are Uttam Adhikari. Say they knew that, oh, both Bhavishyat, Vartaman, every path has been.
Vishnu Dutsa Uttam Adhikari.
Unhone dekh liya.
Jamdutsa
sab log nahi dekha. Unke samajh mein nahi aaya. मध्यम अधिकारी मैंने विचार शक्ति उनमें है वो ऐसा ही समझ लो मध्यम अधिकारी के अभी निकट पहुंच रहे हैं विचार शक्ति आई है ना
सर they could not see that this man even if he chants Narayan's name what is it it's a sinful man and the lower devotee will think like that but the higher devotee will think that he has chanted the holy name of Narayan all sins are destroyed
But what about in the 10 Namaparads?
But Vishwanath Chakravarti will tell you.
Namaparad, yashi, bhava buddhi.
But if there is Namaparad, then it is very hard. It will not be good. So we see in Ajamil case that no Namaparad. Not Vaishnavaparad. Not even Sevaparad. He has done anything. No. So Uttama Bhas gave proof. And he was sinless person. No. But if anyone doing knowing all these facts and do sin and he will do Namaparad, Vaishnavaparad, Sevaparad, especially Namaparad, then Namaparad is more and more effectful than path. So it is very dangerous.
Sometimes the devotees in ISKCON, they hear this and they say, oh, Ajamil, he sounds more fortunate than we, because we have the Namaparads, we know what is sin. But he did not know. Does that mean Ajamil is in a better position than we?
But I think that a man who does not know that what is Vishnu, what is Krishna, what is Bhakti, what is Vaishnava, they cannot do any apraad. Like you all Western devotees, before meeting your Prabhupada, nothing. So I think that no, that apraad, namapraad. But when you come in the touch of Srila Prabhupada, and knew all facts, and then you should do Namaparad, then it is very hard. Otherwise, only Namabhas will do everything. But he will not go to Vaikuntha. If there is no Namabhas, no Shuddhanam, then less and less Namabhas will not lead him to Vaikuntha. And at that time, if his Namabhas is done, every path were gone, then Krishna will decide what kind of Vaishnava should be sent to him for association. So he sent Vishnu Dut to Ajami according to his qualification. No Braja Bhakta, no Ram Bhakta, nothing can. They did not come. Only four arms they came. And they told the Nam Mahatma and everything. Ajamil cannot go to Braja. Because his association was not like so. He had not done anything. He went to Haridwar, that Moksha Dwar. If any Brajbhav was there and association of Brajbhakti, or Brajbhakta, if it was, then he should come to Vrindavan. Krishna has managed to send him to Vrindavan. And the Rasik Vaishnava will. And he will have the association of Rasik Bhakta. Then Braj Bhava will come and gradually he will go down.
But he did not have that original seed of...
Whether it was or not.
Yeah.
But he was going in like manner, like Gop Kumar meant. Gradually. And he has, did not act or he has not done Braja Bhakti. No association of Braja Bhakti. Not even touching.
So Ajamil's good fortune only started after he followed the instruction of Vishnu Dutta.
Then he went to Haridwar, yeah, and he began to serve in a devalaya and always kirtan, smaran, bhagavat path or anything he used to hear. And after completing some years, he got bhav in him, mood of bhav, shuddha sattva came. Then he was doing all these things. After that, everything, a smell of avidya and all went away.
Sri Ram, Raja the Devara, Special Raja the
Devara.
The three Vajra Mukhi Uban.
No,
Garden Data Sir.
So, kya kar raha tha?
Sorry, police inspector has come from.
No, no, hum, main kya kar raha?
वो आप बोले कि जो
what are you about telling?
Just now?
Huh?
About Ajamil? You just told. I should repeat what you
said. No, what you questioned and I was telling.
Well, the original question.
His
good fortune started after going to Haridwar.
Yeah.
By Bhagavad Shravan, by Smaran, by
Devalaya Seva.
Then Suryasattva descended.
Then Bhav came.
Yeah.
Shuddha Sattva came. And after that, Bhav Bhakti he was doing.
Right.
Satan Bhakti went away. And Bhav Bhakti came. And then Vastu Sarup Siddhi came. At the time of Sarup Siddhi, again they came.
Associates of
Nara. Yes.
Sarvasiddhi living in body, practicing Bhav Bhakti. And when it ended and Bhav came, then at once they came, four-handed. And they told him that you should come with us in Viman. Then he left his body, left his Suksha Sari, and Vastu Siddhi was turned into, Sarva Siddhi turned into Vastu Siddhi, and he became also four-handed, and he became Parsa, and with them they.
Are they right?
What he said? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked, Ki rupa nai laile naam prem upajay. Have you heard this? This payar?
I heard it, but I don't remember the Bengali.
From where it has been given?
That's in there.
His. Then Raya Ramanand replied anything. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has explained so much things, but now in a minute we I was seeing, but at once he came and asked. I told that I will tell you afterward, but he insisted that we should come and tell. So I could not say all these things. His commentary.
Amritam tattajivanam kapheeditam kalmasakraham samanamangalam śrīmadācatam bhuvirananti te bhuvidājanam tattajivanam kapheeditam kalmasakraham samanamangalam śrīmadācatam bhuvirananti te
Vishwanath Chaukki Thakur, you will read up.
It might be good because then you could speak more than that. The translation too, or just
Tabakathamritam.
Tabakathamritam. The nectar of your words and the descriptions of your activities are the life and soul of those who are always aggrieved in this material world. These narrations are transmitted by exalted personalities, and they eradicate all sinful reactions. Whoever hears these narrations attains all good fortune. These narrations are broadcast all over the world and are filled with spiritual power. Those who spread the message of Godhead are certainly the most munificent welfare workers.
This is the meaning, no?
Yeah. This was that particular translation was done by our spiritual master from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya 14. So, Vishwanath Chakravarti, who can describe the great sweetness of topics spoken by you? Even topics related to you, spoken by other speakers, are superior.
Prabhupada has done this?
No. This is not him.
He expired?
This, yes. Yeah, before. Yeah. No. He did not reach this.
Another person has done.
This Vishwanath Chakravarti.
Vijayananda Maharaj. But he says in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Prabhupada has given some commentary.
Yes. Vishwanath Chakravarti, this is the gopis. Who can describe the great sweetness of topics spoken by you? Even topics related to you, spoken by other speakers, are superior in sweetness to both kinds of nectar. Therefore the gopis say, your topics are nectar. Why? This nectar gives life to those who are by nature tormented. Those tormented by terrible diseases and other causes of suffering, and also those tormented by the cycle of material existence. This means that it also gives life to those who are tormented by separation from you. Thus it is better than both the nectar of heaven and the nectar of liberation. It is glorified by poets such as Dhruva, Prahlad, and others. In verses like Ya Nivartis Tanu Ritam, spoken by Dhruva Maharaj, which verse states that the two other kinds of nectar are not appealing, as follows: Sa Brahmani Sva Mahimani Api Nata Na Bhut Kintu Antakashi Bulitat Patatam Vimanat. Since Brahmananda is also defeated by the transcendental bliss derived from devotional service, then what to speak of the temporary blissfulness of elevating oneself to the heavenly planets, which is ended by the separating sword of time. Although one may be elevated to the heavenly planets, he falls down in due course of time. The nectar of your topics removes all contamination, all sins, even those whose reactions have already commenced, prarabdha. The nectar of heaven, on the other hand,
removes all contamination. Jodhina jo abhadra hai, kichar, contamination, kachra.
The nectar of heaven, on the other hand, does not destroy contamination, but rather creates it, since it causes the increase of lust and so on. Even the nectar of liberation does not destroy already begun sinful reaction. The nectar of hearing about Krishna is auspicious, because it rewards all desirable things simply by being relished through oral reception, hearing through the ear. But the other two nectars are not like that. Srimat means bestowing opulences, even up to pure love of God. And Atatam means being disseminated constantly by its speakers. The other two nectars are not so. Those who chant it, Gvinanti, Kirtayanti, are the good.
Discrimination?
Spread, distributed.
Oh.
Even persons who give
disseminated.
Even persons who give up, who give them everything they own in return, can never repay them. Then he says, or else, and now he gives the alternate meaning. Songs about you are sweet if they are accompanied by the sight of you, but otherwise they create very undesirable consequences. As the gopis state, your topics are mrityam, the cause of death. Why? Because by them one's life becomes distressed. Just like water poured into burning oil, which produces burning or scalding.
It splutters.
But then, why are these topics glorified in the Puranas and other scriptures? This they answer. They are praised by poets such as Vyasa, that praise being related because of the natural propensity of poets to make some sort of description. The word kalmasapaham implies that it destroys past contamination by one's having to suffer misery. When ordinary people listen to these topics, they are auspicious. Svasti ayanam. And thus the narrations do not stop. But if the people concerned are intelligent, they can appreciate how hearing these topics will result in unhappiness, and they will refuse to listen. Then the narrations cease. They are distributed by evil men who are srimat, blinded by the intoxication of their wealth, who with the hope, thinking the whole world should die, distribute these topics, even at great expense of money, by going from country to country and village to village, hiring speakers to narrate the Puranas. Therefore, those who chant these topics in this world are burida, meaning that they cause the death, dhyanti, kandayanti, marayanti, of many burin, of their hearers, and thus, while spreading their trap of these topics and sitting peacefully as if they were gentle souls, are actually committing genocide, that means killing many people. For this reason, it is implied intelligent persons avoid these chanters, keeping them at a far distance, like a contagious disease. This is stated by the verse in the Bhagavatam 10:47-18. Yad anu charita lila karna piyusha viprut sakrid adana vidhuta dvanda dharma vinashta sapadi griha kutumbam dinam utsrija dina bahava eva vihangi vikshu charyam charanti. There are many in this world whose lives have been ruined simply by once tasting the drops of nectar sifted through their ears of the pastimes of Krishna. Relishing them even one time, these wretched souls are immediately deprived of all conception of duality. Thus at once they give up their equally wretched family life and, just like birds, take to the profession of wandering beggars. But actually, this is a glorification on the pretext of condemnation, expressing the super excellence of the topics and also of their speakers.
Then, again, everything is there. You have understand that explanation?
But there are two different explanations. Are the gopis meaning both, or they?
But you understand.
I understand. One is very auspicious and one is very inauspicious.
Second, this little misunderstanding in the second explanation.
Misunderstanding?
No, I understand that gopis are a little angry with Krishna. So they are saying, what is this? Your katha, whoever hears, is gone forever. He has lost everything. Just like Rupa Goswami says, anybody who stands in the bank of, anybody who meditates on Govinda who is standing on the bank of Yamuna, you should forget about society, friendship and love.
And again, once,
well, it would be nice if you could speak more on this.
You will read and then again we can see Vaishnava Toshini of the Goswami. What he says. First, if there is anything more in this, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur.
Do you have Vaishnava Toshini also?
No.
Gopis are telling Madhuraya Gira Balgubakya Budhamanubhya Pushkarekshana Madhuka Vidhakari Imam Mohiyati. Itadi in one sloka before. That is, your sanlap, understand?
Sanlap.
Sanlap means
speech.
Speaking in nirjan and lonely places, in kunjas, to Radhika or to gopis, always remembering us. And these are, when you told Srimati Radhika or gopis, that when we came from leaving everything from home, when you called us on float, and again when we came to you, you tell that Swagatam Vo Mahabhaga Karamani Kim. Krishna has done his mouth so gambhi,
grave,
that as he is telling all these things, truly are no concealing anything. What he is telling, his own view he is telling. So, Swagatam Go Mahabhaga. You have come here.
Is anything happened in your home that you have come in so such a way that you have not
dressed properly,
and it seems that you have come running? Swagatam. आपके घर में सब कुछ कुशल है. Everything is proper in your homes or in your house. Why that comes? वो महाभागा टूराधिकारी कृष्ण tells that you are my जीवन्स जीवन, हमारे प्राणों की प्राण है.
Life of my life.
Whether you are Vamya or Dakshina, whether you are in
the left wing or right wing, submissive or unsubmissive?
No.
No.
Whether you are Vamya,
means peaceful or angry?
No. Not that bad. No equivalent words in English.
Like Rukmini is Vama Sabhav and Satyavama is Dakshina Sabhav, is it? No.
Rukmini is Dakshina Sabhav. And Satyavama is
Vama
Sabhav. If you come to me, you to meet me, and when you sue me, that at once you return to your home. And for nothing you become angry, like angry, mani manavati. And I request you so much, but you did not listen to me. And what I want, you becomes always opposite. So whether you are Bham or Dakshina, you come to me and eagerly meet me. And you do Vilas with me. So whether this Bham or Dakshina, you are my prana. I cannot leave you. And if I leave you, I become dead. So these are called sanglap. So manorama lap, and your standing mood, your seeing mood from the angle of your corner of corners, like pushpabana, it comes directly in my heart. Krishna tells. And his mood of standing, mood of looking, mood of anything, and his bansi, everything is so sweet and so akarsha, attractive. So we are telling that if you are telling anything so sweet, all these things, but you directly, if you tell, standing before us, then it is amrita, more than amrita. Tava katha amritam. From your mouth when we see, then it is amrita. Tava katha amritam. Tapta jivanam. Why? So, but if anyone tells your katha, then it is, and you are not there, then it is mrityu. Tava katha mrita, otherwise mrita. So here they are telling, tava katha mritam. Why amritam? Because this your amrit, your katha, first will do what is uncool,
gopis are telling, and after that, that will be Vamna Bhav. Yattavakathamnatam, because it is more than two amrits. Two amrits, one?
Liberation and sense, heaven, heavenly planets.
Bhukti and Mukti.
एक स्वर्ग में अमृत है जिसको पी करके देवता लोग अमर बनते हैं नो वन अमृत इन हेवन बाय टेकिंग बाय ड्रिंकिंग दैट अमृत ऑल सेमी डेमी गॉड्स बिकम आउट ऑफ मृत्यु बट इट इज से दे डोंट गो बियॉन्ड death and birth. Only for a manvanta after the death. In Brahma one day, 40 times.
71 manvantas.
Ek manvanta unhim ki ayu hai. The limitation of their ayu is one manvantara, not more than that. So they will have to die after that. But yet it is called that. It is amrita. Secondly, and another is mokshamrita. Mokshamrita means moksha is called amrita. Where? You know anywhere?
Nectar.
In Srimad Bhagavatam. Vrittasura is telling.
Apariyaham.
No.
Vrittasura.
No. You remember four slokas.
I know.
You should remember all this.
Yeah.
Very good slokas.
नाक
परिष्टम न च पारनिष्टम न योग्य सिद्धि अपुनर्भवं वा समंजसत्वा विरहय्य कांक्षे अपुनर्भवं न पुनर्भवं नॉट बर्थ एंड डेथ सो दीज आर टू अमृत बट In taking amrita of swarga, one can be amar, not amara, for a limitation of manvantara. But in that amrit can give something in a row. रोग में आदमी पीलेगा तो रोग
दूर शांत
हो
फ्रीडम फ्रॉम डिजीज
मेडिसिन
लाइक मेडिसिन
इज दैट लाइक सोमरस
सोमरस सोमरस अमृत इज बेटर देन सोमरस बट इट कैन गिव एनी कंसोलेशन इफ एनीवन इज सो अनहैप्पी When Bali Maharaj took the kingdom of heaven, he has drunk amrit, but he has to left his wife and children and kingdom for so many times. So he was so much unhappy. So by drinking that amrit, anyone cannot be happy. Anything, if a man drinks it, he becomes so kami. Kami, you know?
Lusty.
Lusty.
because Chandra has taken and Indra has taken this Amrit. No?
Yeah.
You have heard?
Yes.
But he has gone to Gautam
Muni's
wife's
forest.
And they were caused by Gautam. No? So this lust increases. Kamna increases of testing world. And Vishay Bho. So it is very much low thing. In Moksha Amrita we see that in Moksha, if any one goes, only by that prarabdha karma has to bhogna padta hai. Prarabdha
has to be suffered.
Suffered. He will have to go by moksha mrita, if anyone dream. Yet, prarabdha, aprarabdha karma could, everything goes. But prarabdha karma does not go. He has to suffer bhogna padta hai.
Even when you chant the holy name, even in Chandra, Prarabdha Karma is there.
But if Hari Kathaya or Amrita, anyone hears, he has to not practice anything more. Understand?
Yes.
He has not to, that he is hearing Hari Katha. Then he will have to not practice sramanam, kirtanam, vishnu, smaranam, padasevan, archanam, bandhanam, dasyakhyat, manivedanam. At once, Krishna comes in heart and he becomes liberal also from this maya and testing Harikatha and sees Krishna by that Harikatha. He takes darshan of Krishna. So, this Harikatha is most superior than these two. If Mokshamrit comes, Mokshamrit, of this abhiti, swarga, heavens,
nectar of heaven.
Nectar comes and we drink. Avidya will let go. But we think that avidya will come more. And in Mokshamrita, no taste of Krishna service will be had. So in every way, in every respect, this Harikatha is more than nectar of heaven and nectar of moksha. So, tapta jivanam, because Harikatha gives tapta jivanam, those who are in disease, where they are unhappy in this world, in any way, or anyone who is in birah, feeling separation for Krishna and Radha, in every way he
pacified, or the pain is removed of that separation.
Everything goes away. Tatta jivanam, he becomes shanta,
cool,
quiet,
peaceful.
Tatta jivanam, kaviveri eritam. Kavi, here bhakta. For that reason, that it is superior, more superior than both kinds of moksha. So Kavibhi mentioned Brahma, Shiva, Narad, Suka, Dhruva, Prahlad, that they always test this Kathamrita. And they have written, or that in their explanation they have told that Tatta Jivanam, this is the Jivan life of tapas, new life and good life it gives. Dhruva has told that sloka that you read. Yan vritti tanubhritam, those who have taken, have this physical body, tanubhrita, jo sharir ko dharan karne wale jitni bhi jeev matra hain, those who have, kya, jitni bhi jeevan
material body
ko dharan karne wale dehdhari jeev hain. If they hear Hari Katha, then they have Paramananda, they can have Paramananda.
Supreme bliss.
And that Paramananda is more superior than Brahma Sakshatkar, to meet with Brahma and to be Brahma, more than that. That is called Brahmananda. But this Brahmananda is like a very, very autumn in comparison to that Harikatha Ananda. What to tell Swarga Katha? No comparison with Swarga. Because Lulita Atma Atma, tetam bhuktva sargalokam vishalam khine punne matalokam vishanti evam tai dharma anuprapanna gatagatam kama kamalagam. They go to swarga and again they return. Again they go, they again come. So it will not become fair with this. Hari Katha can destroy even Vasana and Avidya. Vasana, you know, lust. Kisi cheez ki koi kaam na. Any kind of desire. Mani koi bhi kaam na ho, kamna se, by kamna, we go in the trap of Maya. If there is no kamna, we cannot forget Krishna. When we forget Krishna, Maya takes us and gets kamna. There are two vrittis of Maya, vikshepatmika, avaranatmika. If we forget Krishna, then these two comes. Why we forget Krishna? Kyon bhulte hain kyon? By kamna. So kamna is called also avidya. So it मैंने उसको जड़ से उखाड़ करके फेंक देती है हरि कथा. क्या कहा? खुद ही कथा अब्रूटेड
लास्ट
बट दीज टू कैन नॉट डू.
सो महावादीज सन्यासीज दे सीम टू हैव योर मटेरियल डिजायर्स समटाइम्स दे लुक लाइक नो
time.
Simply so.
Huh?
It is only a show.
Only so.
देखिए दो प्रकार के मायावादी, अद्वैतवादी, देयर आर टू काइंड्स. वन काइंड शंकराचार्य एंड सनक सनंदन सनातन एंड सुखदेव गोस्वामी एट फर्स्ट ब्रह्मवादी बट नॉट लाइक दिस. दिस मायावादी ऑफ शंकराचार्य आर लाइक रावण एंड ऑल असुर डेमन्स बिकॉज
अपराधी,
देर अपराधी. बट सनत सनंदन सनत कुमार एंड सुखदेव गोस्वामी दे आर ओनली नैर्गुण्यवादी, दे आर नॉट अपराधी.
नैर्गुण्यवादी मीन
निर्गुण कृष्ण. In Vedas, there are explanation for this. Nirgunyavadi are not aparadhi. They like to be Brahma, not in a way that Shankaracharya wants. Shankaracharya and his all other followers are aparadhi. This Harikatha is Amrit because when it comes in ear of anyone, anything not to do, understand? Aur kuch karne ki zarurat nahi hoti.
There's nothing else he has to do.
Yeah.
He's satisfied.
Even not to chant, even not to remember, even not to any practice archan, bandana, stava, stuti, nothing to do. That Harikatha tips at once to the Krishna. It has been stated in Srimad Bhagavatam. That the second day slope of first canto, of first chapter.
Dharma pujita kaito.
Dharma pujita kaito atra parmo nirmasaranam satam vedyam vastam atra vastu sivadam tatrayo ammulanam
Srimad
Bhagavate Mahamuni kite kimba pare rishvara sadya avardhate atra kritivi sutravi takkhana. Mani by saying, Hearing, with a sraddha, with a kritim mane sanskar. Anyone can, tatkhanat means at once, no delay. No delay. Bhagavan Krishna comes in here, and he is present there. Anyone can present Krishna forever. So tatkhana. In so many places also, tatkhana. And it will give prem.
Yes, sir.
Like
sometimes, in a conditioned stage, we hear katha. When we are hearing, we enjoy it to very verify it. Then sometimes we know when we are not hearing it, and again the attack of maya takes place.
So kritabhi susrushibhi saddhapurvak sunis tabhavas. Saddhapurvak saddhapur kisko kahte hain? Krishna bhakti kaile सर्वकर्म कृत है. इसको सुनने से ही बस हमारा सब कुछ होगा. ऐसे सर जैसे परीक्षित महाराज ने श्रवण किया, बस उनको कुछ करना नहीं पड़ा.
ये निरंतर सुनना चाहिए.
वो तो हम लोगों के लिए, हम लोगों के लिए हुआ है. अभी जहां श्रद्धा क्रिएट नहीं हुआ, किंतु ये कथा हमको श्रद्धा भी उत्पन्न करेगी, और श्रद्धा के बाद में इट विल क्रिएट ऑल्सो श्रद्धा निष्ठा, श्रद्धा अनर्थ निवृत्ति, निष्ठा रुचि आसक्ति एंड भाव एंड प्रेम. It may be that in one life it will be. So it is tatkhana. Tatkhana teshi comes in a roof of brick, tree, in the shape of tree. First, it becomes a sprout, no?
Sprout from the seed.
Sprout. Then two leaves, then four leaves, then something more, then pushpa, flower, and then fruit. They will take time, but if anyone sees, in 7 days Parikshit Maharaj, he took the son of Krishna. He was not dead.
He was not burnt.
लोग कहते हैं जो जल गए सांप काट दिया मर गए नहीं
उनके प्राण पहले ही चला गया
कहाँ जाएगा प्राण भी नहीं गया लोगों ने देखा वो मेस मैरिजिंग देखा वो तो कृष्ण के परिकर हैं उस अपना पहुंच गए इन लोगों ने देखा नहीं जो थे दोस्त हुए देयर प्रेजेंट दे कुड नॉट सी परीक्षित महाराज ही वेंट अवे ही वॉज मोर देन ध्रुव more than Ajami and more than Nardarishi, he went away. If anyone, Pavakathamritam tatta jivanam kavidhir iditam kalmash apaham, it has been explain kalmash apaham
drives away all sin for reaction.
Kalmash apaham simad atatam. Simad atatam means your katha has spread over whole world. By this katha vacha. Those who give this Harikatha, Srimadadatam, Bhuvi Granantite Bhuridajana, if anyone gives this Harikatha to anyone, the Srota, those who are hearing, cannot give anything
in return.
Anything will not be complete. In return. कोई भी चीज नहीं होगी उसके बराबर सो दे विल ऑलवेज बी डेटेड टू दैट पर्सन दोज हू इज डूइंग कथा और सो दे आर भूरिदा भूरिमंस है भूरिमन बहु बहुत
very good or
big many much very means too much
yeah.
Too much
Prabhupada is cancer
data means giver
data means giver giving too much charitably magnanimous
yeah
those who give harikatha we are debted to him because we cannot give anything in return And if we give, but it will not be sufficient. But gopis are telling that if you tell your katha with your mouth, then it is so sweet and it is so good, and all calamity. Everything goes away. And it is more than these two. But if you are not there, then it becomes anarthakari. Anarthakari means does evil. Like in pond there is a lotus flower and sun is on the air, sky, lotus comes in blossom, very tasteful and very beautiful. Sugandha bhi usme aa jati hai.
Fragrant.
Fragrant also. But if there is no water and sun is shining so much, then it will be burnt. But if water is there, it will go blossom more burnt. So they are telling that if you are present and you are telling Harikatha, then it is more than nectar. But if you are not there, then all these katha give so much pain to us and reminds, and we at that time feel such so much separation and we become so much suffering. So tava katha eva mritam. Katha mritam.
Instead of amritam, it's mritam.
Because it virahanal bad jata hai. Virahanal
separation.
Separation.
More fire of separation.
As we have read that if any taptata iladite, if in pot very warm
oil is boiling,
boiling water is there,
boiling
and it
oil.
Will get water.
Yeah.
But
immediate
comes,
fire come.
Immediate flames come.
Yeah.
So by hearing your katha, we become so much virahana. Then why in Puran Shastra that explained
praise
that
so
it is like amrita, kavidhir evitam, because it is the nature of kavis,
poets,
they willingly tell like so, that a horse is running, they will tell that it is flying in air.
Poetic expressions, they naturally speak like that.
If a man jumps, the kavi can tell that it is flying in air, akash mein ye ud raha hai. So they can tell like so. That virtue is not there, but yet they tell. He is Brihaspati. He is like Hanuman.
Lotus eyed.
If there was anything like Amrita and so sweet, then why we are telling Harikatha, Krishna Katha, always, but why we are feeling so separation, so suffering? We have no rest at all. We have left our homes, husbands and everything, and we are roaming like beggar and always weeping and weeping. There is none to
come
to
remove
our tears. So we are feeling that kavis tell like so. Really, it is sorrowful. Tava kathamritam tapta jivanam kabhiriditam kalmas apaham. Kalmas apaham, it has been told by that kavis that all kinds of kalmas goes away, suffering goes away, all kinds of rogue goes away. Everything
goes away. Avidya goes away. But we are
feeling,
experiencing. Feeling. माने हम ही लोग इसको देख रहे हैं, प्रमाण है, वी आर प्रमाण, हम लोग
विटनेस ऑफ दिस,
विटनेस ऑफ दिस थिंग दैट वी आर फीलिंग सेपरेशन, नो कॉल्वस एक्शन, वी हैव डन सो मच पाप एंड ऑल दिस थिंग दैट वी आर सफरिंग सो मच. इवन इन दिस नाइट टूडे वी आर रोमिंग एंड हिदर एंड देदर वेटिंग सो बिटरली. But living us, you have vanished. So we see that your katha is not kalmas apaham, but kalmas giver.
Not remove God. This is all.
Kalmas apaham, samana mangalam. Samana mangalam means?
Auspicious.
Only to hear that Krishna katha is so sweet. Samana mangalam. Mangal comes. But we don't feel like this. Only all tells that it is mangal prada. But we don't realize this. Because we are telling so much katha, Krishna katha, where Krishna is, Krishna, Krishna katha. He done so much, he is very beautiful. But yet, no mangal. You are not seeing. If it is Savana mangal, then you have ought to come and have given darshan. But you are not giving darshan. So, not kalmas apam, not Savana mangalam. But if anyone hears the Krishna katha, your katha, we have come to decision by doing vichar karke. Vichar means?
After thinking.
After so much thinking, we have come to this conclusion that those who tell this Hari katha, they are so much bhurida. They cut everything good which we have. And also our life becomes spoiled. I mean, upset ho jata. Upset ho jata. Because Sri Mad Dhanmadandhai, Srimad means Sri Mad. Sri mane aishwarya, aishwarya mane wealthy, and wealth has so much mother. So those who are so much rich, they have mother like drinking. And then they become durjan. And to kill everyone in this world, by no cause, there is no cause, but yet they are, unko koi swarth bhi nahi hota. There are no
self, no self,
no self interest,
self interest, no self interest, but yet because they have taken mud, so they become durjan, and to kill everyone they give so much wealth to any man who can read Srimad Bhagavatam. And they unko bula lete hain,
call them
and tell that we will get so much wealth to you as you want.
Don't read Srimad Bhagavatam.
No.
Spread Srimad Bhagavatam.
And take a book here. And go to village to village,
door to door,
and tell katha to them, so that they can give up everything. They can give their wives, father, mother, and children, and all wealth,
all sukh, happiness, and they should be beggar, street beggar, and after that they can go to death. So they do so. So those by, I mean, unke